This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A new Missouri law creates a checkbox on Missouri income tax forms that allows taxpayers to contribute a minimum of $1 of their tax return to fund pediatric cancer research. Sahara's Law was introduced by Cape Girardeau Republican Senator Wayne Wallingford, and it's named after Sahara Aldrich. Sahara was a Cape Girardeau girl who died at age 13 of an incurable brain tumor. Wallingford says the funds will go to an organization called Cure Search for Cancer.
And they actually send money out to other research facilities, so some of the money actually comes right here back to Missouri. So it benefits the cancer research centers, you know, that are making good progress, and some of those are right here in Missouri.
Sahara's Law goes into effect August 28th. Missouri lottery sales rose to another record high during the 2013 budget year. The lottery says it sold $1.14 billion of tickets during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. That's up 4% from the previous year's total of $1.1 billion. Lottery sales have set new high marks each of the past 3 years. Executive Director May Sheave Reardon attributes the increased sales to a new advertising campaign and several large Powerball jackpots. She also cites the beginning of a new loyalty program and strong sales in several other lottery games. The lottery awarded more than $1 billion of prizes and transferred $289 million to education last year. Advocates for the mentally and physically disabled are urging Missouri lawmakers to expand access to the Medicaid health care program. Tuesday marked the first day of public testimony for an interim Senate committee studying potential Medicaid changes in advance of next year's legislative session. Many of the initial witnesses supported an expansion of adult Medicaid eligibility to 138% of the federal poverty level as allowed under President Barack Obama's health care law. But Missouri's Republican-led legislature defeated similar proposals earlier this year. Republican senators said Tuesday that they were looking for ways to improve the Medicaid system, not just enlarge it. Some who testified said Missouri should relax its asset limitations for disabled people to qualify or exempt mental health services from managed care contracts. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation allowing parents more time to give up newborns, requiring screening for a heart defect, and dealing with mandatory reporters of child abuse. Nixon held a bill signing ceremony today at St. Louis Children's Hospital. In front of dozens of doctors and child advocates, the Democratic governor signed a bill that he says will close a loophole for child abuse reporting.
This will help to eliminate delays and make it clear that an individual's responsibility to report abuse promptly and directly rather than just turning it over to someone else.
Mandatory reporters suspecting child abuse or neglect currently can pass the information to another person in their organization. Now the information will go directly to state officials. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.